Now, there's a storm on the way, another one, Storm Kathleen. Tomorrow, strong winds, some severe damaging gusts, fallen trees and power cuts are expected. Status orange wind warnings have been issued for counties Cork, Kerry, Waterford, Galway and Mayo. All of Ireland will be under a status yellow wind warning from 5 o'clock until 8 o'clock tomorrow evening. The National Directorate for Fire and Emergency Management Crisis Management Team have been meeting this morning. Their director is Keith Leonard and he's with us now. Keith Leonard, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Gavin.
What are we expecting?
Gavin, this is a dynamic storm, and I suppose we met this morning and we heard from Met Éireann that we're going to have kind of very severe winds in Kerry, Cork, Waterford, Galway and Mayo. But really it's going to be a very windy and kind of wet day across the country tomorrow. And I suppose, look, you know, this is kind of a bit late in the season typically for these storms. So it might take people unawares tomorrow. But I suppose one of our key safety messages, Gavin, would be for people to stay away from coastal areas across the country tomorrow, because conditions are going to be difficult right across the country and particularly in those coastal areas.
So even though the worst of the weather is essentially going to be on the west and south coasts, you're telling people at all coastal areas to stay away.
Absolutely. And look, a lot of people are probably finishing up their Easter holidays and would have maybe activities planned for tomorrow around coastal areas. But definitely we will be saying across the country tomorrow. And this is a kind of a dynamic system. It could change track very quickly. So the safe thing to do tomorrow is to stay away from coastal areas. And I suppose the other kind of key message, Gavin, would be for road users. Again, difficult conditions right across the country tomorrow. Debris on roads, fallen trees. People just need to be very careful when they're undertaking journeys tomorrow and just slow down and give yourself a chance to be as safe as you possibly can, and particularly mindful of cyclists and pedestrians and other road users.
Now, when you say it's a dynamic storm, does that mean that the times that you're giving for an orange warning are likely to change?
Well, we're hoping that they won't change, but we would ask people to keep an eye on the Met Éireann warnings, because they could be updated and the times could change across tomorrow. So as there's always a level of uncertainty with these types of winter storms. And as I say, we can't be absolutely certain as at the moment as the track or the exact times, but the best information and the most up-to-date information is always available on the met.ie website.
Are you expecting flooding?
The rainfall levels at the moment are below the warning levels. But again, we're dealing with a situation across the country, as you're probably very well aware at this stage, of saturated ground and high river levels. And also, we're going to be having high tides, and there's a high tide advisory out for tomorrow. So there's the potential for overtopping and some coastal flooding. But really, there is that possibility of flooding is there. So vigilance is advised on the flooding side.
Is it unprecedented or unusual for this team that you're chairing to meet in April?
It's unusual, I would say that, Gavin. I can't recall the last time that we met in April. Certainly, typically at this stage of the year, conditions will be tended to be drying out. But unfortunately, it looks like we're in that kind of unsettled Atlantic regime for the weekend and possibly well into next week.
Keith Leonard, thanks for taking our call. That's Keith Leonard. He's National Director for the Directorate for Fire Emergency Management Crisis Management Team on Storm Kathleen. You can receive full details on the times of those warnings on our website and on the RTE News app.